Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio, where we talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. I am Molly McCord, and as always, I'm grateful for your presence in this weekly show. It's wonderful connecting with so many of you, either through Facebook or email and just your messages. It's good to know you're out there listening and that this show is helping you. You know that we're never really alone in these energies, and the more aware we are of what is happening, the more we tap into our choices and our power. And that's really what makes up so much of our life. You know, when we have that conscious awareness that we can choose how to move through a situation, that we can powerfully honor ourselves, our healing, our growth, our challenges, all of that, we really are mastering ourselves. And I believe that's really what this time is about for so many of us. We're really mastering ourselves, and astrology is a wonderful tool for that. So in this show, we take a look at what's going on right now and in the week ahead. And I actually want to do a little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of an update. For those of you who have followed this show for a while, you know I'm a mom. Well, my son's nap time has changed, and he's not sleeping right now. He's awake, and he could be loud. And so I might be changing the time of the show to push it back for when he naps. So I just like to give you that heads up in case I have to push the show back 2 hours for the live broadcast. And I also want to apologize in advance if he starts acting up or getting loud. I will try to take care of that. But it's just kind of the reality of being a work-at-home mom. We have had a lot of energies this month that I feel are meant to keep us on our healing path. And it started with last weekend. Last weekend, we had at 24 degrees, Mars in Virgo moving to the opposition with Chiron in Pisces. And so if last weekend you were feeling something between your head and your heart, that sense of, oh, I don't want to go into that feelings, you know, and you fight it, and you push back, and you don't want to go into what you know is there. That has passed a bit, but we're going to revisit that core wound issue, which is what Chiron and Pisces is bringing up for the collective, bringing up for all of us at a soul level. It's bringing up this, what we're here to heal in this lifetime. And so there are times when we want to be in control, right? And we want to push it away. We don't want to look at it. Don't want to deal with it. No, thank you. I need to work. I need to focus on my tasks. That's what Mars in Virgo has been pulling us into. I don't want to do that spiritual thing right now. I want to focus on my daily tasks. Well, Saturn in Sagittarius is coming up to square Chiron again for the third and final time, the end of this month, into November. And it's happening at 24 degrees. And it's that one thing we've been dealing with. It's that thing that keeps coming up for us to look at, to work with, to heal. And that's really what I love about astrology, is that we get a heads up about what is coming down the tracks again. So the last week of this month, we need to be looking responsibly at that area of deep healing. And this is a healing area for many lifetimes. It's at a soul level. It's painful. It sucks. It's vulnerable. You hate it. You probably hate it. You're probably over it, right? You're probably like, I just want this to be done because I'm tired of maybe spinning in it, circling in it. Why does this keep coming up? Because we're meant to go deeper into our power with it. We are meant to forgive ourselves. The Pisces lesson is the forgiveness, the self-love, the compassion for ourselves. And so every time we get these pings, right, these hits of that wound, we're supposed to go deeper into where we have to forgive ourselves more. So this past weekend, you could have had a push and pull around something. And then the rest of this, the end of this month, it's going to come up again for that next round of forgiveness, healing, whatever it might be. So please know that you're in tune here. It's meant to be happening in this way. It's all part of divine timing. You're supported. I also love to remind people that, you know, our soul energy is with us on this journey more than ever. The higher self is here, the angels, the guides, the beings, the ascended masters, God, source energy, whoever you talk to, however you talk to them, they're right here supporting us. So call in that support, and it's really how you're going to move through it even faster. So the fun continues. Now, we have a lovely new moon in Libra on Thursday, October 19th. And this new moon is at 26/27 degrees of Libra, so towards the end of Libra. It makes a lovely sextile to Saturn in Sagittarius. And it is directly oppositional to Uranus in Aries, which is sitting at 26 degrees. So every new moon is where we're meant to begin again. It's new intentions, a new start, a new beginning. And it happens with every astrological sign. And in this astrological sign of Libra, we look at the new beginning point of relationships, partnerships, the people we cooperate with, that we talk with, those we interact with. It's a communication sign because Libra is an air sign. So it's talking, ideas, sharing, thoughts. It's the people you want to be in connection with. And with this energy, because it's in Libra, we look to the ruler of Libra, which is Venus. And she has just entered Libra. So this is lovely. This is a great energy for Venus. She loves to be in Libra. It's one of her home signs. And it's where she can be beautiful and civil and feel good about herself. I have always had some close friends who are Libras, and they're women. And they always have the newest fashion and top style. Like, they are stylish, beautiful women who care about their appearance, how they feel about themselves. They want to, you know, represent themselves well in the world. It's that energy of what makes you feel pretty, what makes you feel good about yourself, your appearance, your style, your sense of self. And it all comes down to the root of Venus energy, which is your self-worth and your self-value. And are you doing that? Because people that you're in relationship with can only reflect that back to you. So for all the ways we talk about Libra as being about the other, about a partner, someone you're dating, coworker, those you relate to, it's all a reflection of you. It's all a mirror of you and how you're putting your energy out there, how you're vibrating out there, and how those people reflect that back to you. So we have an invitation here to essentially look at, how am I dating myself? How am I honoring myself? Because that's how I show up in relationships, and that's how other people mirror it back to me. And what needs to change with that? And how can I start fresh? And how can I begin something that truly resembles how much I care about myself right now? Now, the strong energy we have going on is with this opposition to Uranus in Aries. So Libra wants to talk. Let's talk out a problem. Let's talk out an issue. Let's, you know, see where we can find common ground. You see it this way. Oh, I see it that way. Libra's objective. Well, on the other side of the spectrum is Aries. Aries just takes action. Aries is like, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, do what has to be done. I'm not interested in sitting down and having a conversation about it. And by the way, I'm not going to put too much emphasis on your opinion. I'm going to look at what's right for me and what I need to do in this situation. So Libra is objective, but Aries is subjective. Libra wants to talk. Aries wants to take action and get something done, get something started. And so we have this push and pull at this new moon where we sense that, okay, I know I need people in my life, but I also need me. I need myself to be myself. I have to honor myself. And it's really rebellious energy. Uranus in Aries is like, well, screw them all. Never mind them. I'll do this on my own. I'll figure it out. And so we have this sense of, okay, how do you find that place of knowing you need people who accurately reflect and mirror your needs, your sense of self, your self-worth, and allow you to be yourself without holding you too close or putting you on a tight leash? Uranus in Aries isn't going to have it. And so there could be a sense here that you realize, you know, these relationships are done. I can't be held back by these, you know, by certain people or certain connections. I've outgrown this. I'm done with this. It's not right for me anymore. I appreciate them. I learned a lot. I get what we were, why we came together. I understand it. And then there's a part of you that needs to make room for the next relationships that are a better fit. So this new moon is interesting because it has breakup energy all over it, but then it also means you're meant to set clear intentions about the people you do need in your life. And, you know, we also have this support from Saturn in this relationship that says, well, if you understand the meaning of why you related to certain people, if you understand the bigger picture of why they came into your life, what they showed you, what they reflected back to you, what you were learning, if you can be very responsible about your part of it, okay, and how you participated and that you are responsible too, if you can own that, you're good. You're clear. You absolutely need to keep moving forward because Saturn honors us when we are responsible, when we own our stuff, when we know we play a part, and when we mature. So there's a maturing energy here of how have you matured in your relationship needs? And then Saturn says, okay, well, great. If you're really clear about this, about who you are now and what you need, it's so normal to progress in this way in our lives. You know, there's that saying where we have people or friends in our lives for different reasons, different seasons, or for a lifetime. And so if you can be very loving towards what you learned for them and loving to yourself, then Saturn will help you feel stable without too much guilt, right? Without that sense of, oh, you know, the shoulds or the stuff that can come up into our awareness. Saturn is just saying, you know, just let it all go because we're going to bring in some more people here who are better for you. So this new moon has both that break up and get back together energy. And the new moon energy moves pretty fast because it's at the ending degrees of Libra. The moon is going to move into Scorpio, which means, and then it's going to make a conjunction to Jupiter in Scorpio. And so we could feel really emotional. We need to usually retract and pull back with Scorpio. We have to kind of gather the information and go into our cave and go into our emotional world. And so if there is a breakup of some kind, you might need some time to process the emotional effects of it. But you also could find that it isn't, it's interesting. I feel it as like you're not really maybe spinning in the emotions. You're more understanding how it was supportive and how it helped your transformation and your evolution in this lifetime. I also feel that there's just so much relationship energy up right now that it's kind of our main area of focus. We look at who's a connection and who isn't. Now, that's because we have all these planets in Libra and Scorpio, which is dating and mating, sex and marriage, how we come together, how we share things, how we interact, if we're on the same page emotionally. So there's this a lot of stuff with other people happening. Because of that, I just want to remind you to please clear your energy as needed, okay? Even every night or in the shower. Clear it off because you can be carrying conversations with you, right? Do you ever do that where the conversation is still alive in your head or you're carrying the emotions with you, especially if you're an empath or energetically sensitive? You could be carrying other people's stuff if you're the stronger person or the more spiritually evolved person. So with all these energies in Libra and Scorpio, please remember to energetically clear yourself so that you're not tangled up in what is not yours. So we have the Sun, Moon, and Venus all in Libra, which is the pleasant things in life, and making sure that we're enjoying the people in our life, and we're saying thank you, and I appreciate you, and you're making time for them. This energy of Libra can also be indecisive. Oh, I don't know where to go for dinner. Do I want sushi? Do I want Thai? Do I want Mexican? One of my best friends when we were in high school, oh, she's a Libra. She could never decide on where to go for dinner. And I would just have to call it. I'm like, we're doing Mexican. Can't go back and forth. That's what this Libra energy does. It goes back and forth. Libra energy can also project onto others. And I believe that's actually an important thing to be aware of with this new moon is if you're, I'm hearing resentful. If you're feeling resentful about something somebody else is doing, are you doing it too? How are you participating in the dynamic? We have to be really aware of projection, how we only see something in someone else, but we don't see it in ourselves. Yet when we see it in ourselves, that's where we have our power. Now, we also have Mercury just went into Scorpio, and Jupiter just went into Scorpio. So we have these two planets that just went into the emotional depths, intensity, and transformative powers of Scorpio. Talked about this last week, but I want to touch on it because Mercury going into Scorpio, you know what it does? It makes us suspicious. We start to get suspicious of people. And, oh, are they lying? Are they telling the truth? What's going on under the surface? We start to look at the emotional meaning behind words. You ever had a conversation with someone and they say something and then you're like, something's off. That's not really how you feel. So we look at the feelings. We look at what is not being said. We suspect there's more information. Scorpio will always dig and go deeper and research. It's the detective, the investigator, okay, we've got to get into this. And when it's conjunct Jupiter, as it is today and tomorrow, it can be really big. It's like the really big projects, theories, work, ideas, because Jupiter expands everything. And so I think that what we have to do really when we have a strong Scorpio energy is to trust our emotional truth and own it. Because Scorpio is also the counselor, where you sit down on the couch and you talk out how you feel and you go deeper into, oh, did this happen when you were a child? Did this happen with your parents? Or what do you understand about this pattern in your life? And we have to go deeper to get to the heart of something. And when there is strong Scorpio energy, I usually find myself referencing Brené Brown's books because she is a Scorpio and she's a researcher of emotions, right? She's researched shame, vulnerability, belonging, imperfection. It would be a wonderful time to read Brené Brown's books because we have to get to the heart of our shame. And I think that's actually what is underneath a lot of the Scorpio messages. Because Scorpio is undercover, in the dark, under the surface? Where do we hold shame? Where do we hold a lack of self-love and self-worth? And how are we maybe even angry about that, upset about that, pissed off at spirit, mad at God? You know, it's that kind of deep level stuff that is meant to be purged, that's meant to be released so that you don't keep carrying it in your emotional body. It doesn't get stuck within you. And that's one of the beautiful powers of Scorpio, is that we are meant to move with the churning, to really purge it out, to transmute it. Scorpio is Kundalini rising, where you start at that root chakra of looking at how you feel safe in the world, and if you feel safe in the world, and then purging that up and out. It's big work, and it can take a lot of time, depending on what you're exploring and experiencing and your life and all that. So, of course, there's no one path for any of us where all of our paths are different with this. But it's also how true transformation occurs, and we're really supported with that. Jupiter in Scorpio is making sure that we're really getting out what we no longer need. It's the huge soul detox, emotional detox. So that is strong this week too, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue because now that Jupiter is in Scorpio, we're going to have the planets, the personal planets, coming up to conjunct Jupiter in Scorpio. And so each planet's going to come up, and when it conjuncts Jupiter, Jupiter amplifies it and says, have you looked at this? did you get to the heart of this? Did you explore this feeling, this truth, this what's hiding in your shadows? Jupiter in Scorpio is our shadow work, our unconscious work, you know, going into our fears. And you're not going to be able to hide from them. In fact, there's a lot of people who have hid from their fears and their shadow self for years. And because of the new frequency on the planet and the new places that we're at globally and collectively, they can't do that anymore, right? Like, they see it right in front of them. They see it more than ever. It's almost like they can't ignore their own higher self and the messages, the synchronicities, the coincidences. So we have this big theme for the next 13 months of really doing that deeper shadow work to get to the heart of it and to own it powerfully. So we have Mercury coming up now to make that conjunction to Jupiter. Next up, the Sun is going to enter Scorpio on October 23rd next week. And then the Sun is going to conjunct Jupiter. Then eventually we're going to have Venus come into Scorpio. And then later on, towards the end of this year, Mars goes into Scorpio. I want to touch on Mars for a minute because Mars is finishing up his time in Virgo, where I always think of him as the athlete when he's in Virgo, because the athlete trains to improve their body, to be a better performer on the field or on the, you know, wherever they are with their skills. Mars and Virgo is okay together. I mean, it's not really the best fit. However, Mars is going to move into Libra on October 22nd, and it's not a good fit. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show, where Libra wants to talk and be objective and weigh the pros and cons, and Mars wants to take action. So Mars gets paralyzed in Libra, and he feels compromised. And Libra is the sign of compromise. He literally feels compromised. He's like, where's my sword? Where's my action? Where's my fire? Why can't I go? I'm supposed to sit here and talk diplomatically. I don't want to do that. I want to get out there. You know, he wants to get out under the track. He wants to get out into the field and get out into the world and go. So we had the past 2 months of Mars in Virgo where we meant to focus and be diligent and be responsible. And then Mars goes into Libra, and we have to, like, sit around and talk. And Mars, he just hasn't been a happy camper. He's going to be in Libra for 2 months. And I think it's going to be a sense of reining something in within ourselves. Like, the first action is going to be to talk, which might not be what you want to do. But Mars in Libra says, okay, wait a minute. Don't just take off onto the battlefield. Now, this applies to men. It applies to masculine energies within ourselves, how we assert ourselves, how we go for what we want, how we feel that we can, you know, follow our desires. All of that's just being hampered when Mars goes through Virgo and then Libra. But there's a perfect timing for all of this, of course, which is that we're not meant to always be charging through life. And we have to sit on the sidelines at times, and we have to talk it out with people. We have to make sure we're being reasonable. So know that it's working for you, but it might not feel comfortable, especially if you have strong Mars in your chart. Now, when Mars goes into Scorpio, he loves Scorpio because he can really go after his desire and his ambition, especially when he syncs up with Jupiter in Scorpio. So I think he's going to be a happy camper when Mars goes into Scorpio in December. Until then, just know that we're meant to kind of plod along, and you can't charge it forward. And it's all part of the cycles of life at times. So don't get too hard on yourself, and don't overthink something. Just know that sometimes we're in these phases where we have to be more considerate with our actions, and we can't just plow ahead. The other thing to call out is that Venus is in Libra, so she's going to be setting off the cardinal signs. So she's going to be coming up to a square with Pluto a little bit later on this month. And then she's going to be opposing Uranus. Okay, so we'll talk about that next week or the week after that. But whenever we have planets that go into the cardinal signs are about initiating energy. There are four cardinal signs: Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. And there's been a lot of tension with the cardinal signs. There's actually been a lot of tension with the mutable signs, too. And the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. The planets in those signs have had tension as well. So we've had these different levels of tension going on of, okay, what do I start? What do I get started? And, oh, I got to change it up because it's not what I thought it was going to be, and it's going to look different. So we just have a lack of stability at times. And it's not just you, but I feel that when more of these planets go into Scorpio, Scorpio is a fixed sign, and the fixed signs help us with stability. The other fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So that helps us get on our feet a little bit of what we can rely on and commit to, where we can find that stability. So that's coming. The pieces are coming in of what you're really passionate about that you want to take forward. But just know that if things have been in flux and you've wondered, is it me? You know, when is this going to line up? When is this going to hit the green arrow and go? It's coming. The pieces are coming together, but we can't always force it. So know that you are lined up and synced up with these bigger energies. It's not just you. And the pieces will come together. They really will. So I wish you a beautiful new moon in Libra. Wherever that new moon is in your chart is where you are meant to make a new start in communicating with people who value you and honoring yourself as well. I will see you back here next week for our next live show. In the meantime, have a beautiful week, and namaste, my friends. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.